have tuned into Paradigm Shifters. And who are paradigm shifters? Are people who, in their work and in their evolution, are making a huge difference in the consciousness of our species at this great change time on the planet. And I have a wonderful paradigm shifter with me this evening, and it's Caroline Corey. I'm talking to Caroline in France. And Caroline is in touch with not only source energy, but our way of connecting to source energy and becoming able to clear and manifest to meet and match what the evolution of our species, I would say. Welcome to the show, Caroline.
Thank you, Veronica. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I notice on your website, and I haven't had time to take the courses, although my plan is always to do it. I notice on your website you're teaching all kinds of courses on people, what would you say, how would you explain it? It seems to me it's teaching people how to connect with their, source energy and their ability to move out of the constrictions of the collective.
Right. I'm really trying to do all sorts of courses, Veronica, because of the geographical distances, you know. So I'm trying to do some online and healing sessions as well as webcasts, but I'm also doing some seminars, live seminars, whenever I can. And the basic focus on understanding source, what is source, where is source, and why we have to connect to source rather than connecting with some, you know, some spirit guide necessarily to receive information and to receive guidance, and how to connect with our inner essence, so the original essence, the way we were created, or in other words, how to birth our divine blueprint or our divine self in this human body. So this is very briefly the base of all the courses, because if you are in touch with your inner essence and you align with source, which is really the frequency of creator, basically, then you have access to all the guidance you need within yourself, and you can manifest also all that you want here in this physical reality. So,
and can everyone do that, or is that just for special people or people who happen to be on the evolutionary track, or what?
Of course, everybody can do that, and it's very interesting, Veronica, because it's such a simple process, and I'm sometimes so amazed that we are not really taught these things as children. It's really the simplest thing to be able to tune into your own inner guidance and to also learn how to align your energy field and your energy with, again, what we call the frequency of source. So everybody can do it. It's so simple. It's actually deceivingly simple, because the results of these meditation and these alignment techniques are just so amazing. People expect some very complicated process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's actually
that's what we're used to, right? We have to earn
yeah,
it.
Exactly. And it's so not like that. Within seconds, actually, sometimes minutes, you can raise your vibration and align your energy field properly and begin to, you know, be in touch with your inner guidance, your inner essence, and also retrieve information from and guidance from your higher, what people call the higher self. So it's a very simple process that anybody can do, including children, of course.
And you've just started. Well, I want to go in two directions. One is, I would love it if you will give us even a very brief experience of that. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. We can do a little connection very quickly. And by the way, for those of you who want to come back to it, I actually have a brief version of that on the website. It's totally free. You can just click on the homepage, try this connecting to source meditation, and you can do it right there. So,
and you know what? I've done that several times, Caroline, and it's just absolutely transcendent. It's wonderful.
Yes, good. So there you go. It really works. So did you want to get a taste now real quick?
Yes, I just want to say this one thing, is the more I understand about the energy shifts on our planet and the energy shifts that are in the universe, everything's going on in a rather, Everything seems to be speeding up, and the energies and the electromagnetic fields and all that are changing. But it's not only here on our planet. It's like way out there, isn't it?
It's absolutely. This is it's changing everywhere. What's happening is that the energy field of the Earth is changing. The Earth grid is changing. The planetary system of the Earth is also changing, and that is in turn changing the configuration of the entire galaxy, and that in turn affects the whole universe, or vice versa. You see, it's not one thing affecting the other and not the other way around as well. So this is a huge, huge, huge movement of energies that is multidimensional, that is going on simultaneously on so many different levels.
And so back to your experience, it's just like if we can make that connection with Source, we can roll through these changes and really adapt to the higher frequencies better, can we not?
Exactly, and we can bypass a lot of these transitional energies that may be uncomfortable sometimes, and we basically remain focused on the frequency, again, Source frequency, that holds the whole thing together, because it is the vibration or the blueprint of the universe, of creation, so to speak. And so we are so misaligned most of the time, that's why we feel bad or we create the wrong things. But if we go back to this alignment, then we bypass a lot of these discomforts, especially with what's going on right now around us. It's so easy to kind of get distracted and feel depressed or feel kind of dragged in one direction or another. So it's very, very important. This is such a simple, easy exercise that allows you to kind of bring your focus back to this alignment with Source. And Source, again, for those who are new to this, if I may explain very briefly, what we call Source is the energy at the center of the universe. And again, I'm just explaining this very briefly and simply, simplistically, really. So this energy at the center of the universe, it's basically the energy from which all of creation has occurred, if you will, that came up from that center, or if you want, from a spiritual point of view or perspective, you can call it a creator, or the mind of creator, or the heart, or the center of creator. And so when we do an alignment or a prayer or set an intent, we have to focus on that energy at the center of the universe, create an alignment between us here on the Earth and that particular location at the center of the universe. And it is this way that this connection happens very, very quickly and spontaneously.
And it's so very stabilizing, isn't it, in a way?
Exactly. Because, see, the problem is, Veronica, is that many people kind of set their intent or pray or say, you know, God is everywhere. And so when you do that, it's almost like you're focusing on something very vague, something that's not very focused. You know, you're it's like all over the place, you know.
Right.
And so when you say, I am now intending on focusing my entire energy field and aligning my energy field with Source, that is at the center of the universe, it's very specific. It's very clear. You don't have to know how to get there or which direction to look or anything like that. But simply by intending for this alignment to occur, it just happens. It's a spontaneous alignment because the fabric of that Source is present throughout the universe. And it's almost like you bring the perfect alignment that you need at this particular time through this very, very simple intent. It's just very easy and very powerful at the same time.
Well, let's do it. We're close enough to the beginning of this conversation to have everybody aligned as we go through it.
Let's give it a try. Okay, I'm going to do it, like I said, a short version of it, but people are welcome to go back to the website and try it as much as they would like. Okay?
And I recommend that. So it's wonderful.
Good. So, all right, so let's try that. First of all, we should all be sitting up straight with the feet flat on the floor. And let's go ahead and close your eyes for a moment. And let's take a deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath. And exhale through the mouth. As you exhale, Relax your thoughts. Relax your mind. Just relax. And again, deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath. Exhale through the mouth. And relax your mind. Quiet your thoughts. Again, deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath. And exhale through the mouth. Quiet some more. We ask and intend to create a sacred space. We ask and intend to keep away the distracting mind chatter, distracting energies. We ask and intend to align our energy fields, our mind channels, perfectly with the energy of Source, the energy of Creator at the center of the universe. And to bring this energy through our entire physical being. Take a deep breath in through the nose. As you exhale, imagine a ball of light hovering above you. It is purple and silver. Imagine that this light is the frequency of Source. Slowly bring it down through the top of your head. Imagine purple and silver filling every cell in your brain, in your head. Relaxing, calming, letting go of the worry, the fears, just letting go. Slowly bring the silver and purple light down through your jaw, your throat, your neck, shoulders, arms, upper back and chest, lower back, stomach, thighs, knees, ankles, feet. Let it come out through the bottom of your feet, anchoring you down all the way into the earth. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And bring your focus back to your heart center. Ask to feel the energy of Source within you. Ask to awaken your divine blueprint with joy. Ask to feel love, unconditional love. Take a deep breath in and exhale. And open your eyes whenever you're ready.
Well, also I opened my heart.
Did you feel it expand?
I did indeed. It's almost hurting, which is usually it's a nice feeling because I know it's really just expanding some more.
Yeah. Good.
And also, when you connect with Source energy, there is that unfoldment of love that comes through, isn't there?
Of course, because that is the base of that energy. Of course, it is pure love. And so you typically you would feel more grounded, more at peace within you, more relaxed, more calm, and more expanded. And so when you expand, you also have raised your vibration. And this switch is very, very important. You cannot create if your energy is low, if your vibration is low, for example, if you're vibrating in anger or frustration or sadness, you create from a very low vibration. So you have to first expand your energy field, in other words, raise your vibration so that you can create what you really want. Makes sense.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. And you know, one of the things that's fascinating to me, Caroline, is my guides keep saying the worlds are going to kind of come apart, the lower vibrations and the higher vibrations. And then I was reading through your book, 2012 Beyond, again today. I was going through both of them, Visible and Invisible Worlds of God, but 2012, The Divine Plan, and Beyond 2012. Sorry, I have the wrong title here. It's called The Divine Plan Beyond 2012. But it talks about worlds changing, and I gather it's from the lower frequencies, again, separating our awareness of reality will be separated according to frequencies. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely, especially now in 2009. What I call it is the splitting of the two worlds, really. It's almost like the lower vibrations will become kind of stuck in this lower vibration, and the high vibration will continue expanding so that the gap between the two gets bigger. And the good news about this is that this allows you to kind of see much clearer what's going on. So all of these things that are coming up on all levels in the, you know, the government or economy or whatever you're observing right now, it's almost like you are able to see truth much clearer, whereas before there was kind of a gray area, everything was kind of fuzzy. So when things split up like that, the lower vibrations stay low and the high vibration become higher, then those who are kind of stuck in the middle have the ability to see much clearer and make decisions accordingly. And so this is really what is happening right now, and especially here in 2009, which will continue to happen to intensify, actually, and accelerate, as you mentioned a bit earlier.
And it's easier to stay on practice when you get so much reference to the expanding work that we're all doing, don't we? We see it more and more in healing and in miracles and so on.
Yeah, exactly. So it really, in a strange way, it gets easier, even though around us things may get more chaotic, because things are breaking down. I mean, look at what's happening right now. It is absolutely perfect in a way, because mm-hmm. things that appear to be collapsing right now in our structure, in our governmental structures and the economy and all these things, are in fact a representation of these lower vibrations that can no longer hold with the new vibrations that have come in. And so if a system is not coherent or consistent compatible with the new higher frequencies, it is going to collapse. And this is exactly what we are observing right now.
And we want that, don't we?
Of course we want that. And so, but it's very hard for the human mind that is so trained to think in a linear manner, to look at these things and not panic or not to start to get confused or question everything. But it's okay. It is just part of the whole picture. We just have to kind of hang on and just have to put everything in the bigger perspective and know that you cannot instill a newer structure without breaking down the old. I mean, how do you, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
kind of logical. How do you bring in new energies and new structures and new information if the old information is still floating around? I mean.
And so for connecting to source energy, is it easier for the clearing of our adherence or attachment to those old or the flotsam and jetsam of the breaking structures? For example, somebody's losing their job in a corporation and they're a little bit panicky. What do they do? Do they just do a lot of clearing and seeing what they've been attached to that needs to morph or change, and then get into intentioning first and connecting to source and then clear?
Well, to me, connecting to source is really at the base of everything, because as you've experienced, and of course it goes a little bit deeper than that, but even with that, you know, it immediately puts you in alignment with the much, much bigger picture. It raises your vibration so you can even think clearly. Because honestly, if you are panicking and you are totally confused, I mean, what kind of a decision are you going to make?
Right.
You are not going to have the clarity that you need to make the proper decision or receive guidance for that matter. So you need to, whatever is going on, as bad as it may feel, as bad as it may appear, you still have to let it go, put yourself in the proper alignment, raise your vibration, raise your frequency, and then the guidance will come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you cannot resolve something from the same energy or from the same frequency that the way it was created. In other words, if there is panic and fear, well, you cannot create from panic or fear. You have to dissociate yourself from that energy totally. And you can do that again with this alignment with source. And of course, you can do more than that. Of course, you can work on releasing those fears and letting go of this brain conditioning that we have to be employed by a third party to make a living or to survive or what have you. There's so much mind control that happened on the planet for thousands of years. And so it's very difficult to detach from all of this just overnight. You know, many of us have been doing a lot of work, so it is getting easier and easier. But for some people, in addition to just doing this very simple connection, they can focus or they can try to do more clearing, letting go of the old fears, the belief system that you must be part of this structure to survive, that you must earn a living in one particular way to survive and what have you. So face these fears and allow yourself to heal these fears, let go of these fears, and just do your connection. I mean, the more you do the connection also, it's almost like you are retraining your brain to go back to this vibration, to stay in this high vibration. And
so instead of running the programs of our parents and other authority, we're running more the loving, a directional blueprint that can be that we can begin to understand for ourselves.
Exactly. It's much, much more empowering, and you're really letting go of an old system that's based on fear and control. I mean, that's been here for so many years, and so it is a little bit of work, but you have the tools, and this is what we're discussing right now and sharing with everyone. The tools are here. It is available. I mean, they do work, so but everyone has to do them. You know, you can't do it for others. So you just have to try and to trust and believe and just be persistent, and this connection gets stronger and stronger and stronger and more powerful. And I hear of things every day, people manifesting things overnight, because they have been doing this and they're being persistent. So, and totally detaching themselves from all the fear that's out there right now. So it does work.
Wonderful. Also, I have many, many directions I'd like to take this, but one of the things I want to speak with you about is your classes with children and teenagers. Remember, we talked about them last year before you started them, but it would be so wonderful to think that children are able to grow into their consciousness instead of having to do a whole bunch of these break-aparts and reformatting. You know.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's just such a pleasure to work with children. Right now, Veronica, I've only done some online classes with the children. I am working on getting an interactive program and also more live classes down the road. But, you know, it's like I wanted to get something going. So many people have asked me to do something for children. So I have a few classes already online that people can download.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically teaching these simple things that make a huge difference. And children are so easy, really, because they get it. You know, it's just not so complicated with them. And, you know, of course, the basic course has to do with the connecting to source. Without getting too much into the metaphysical or the complicated cosmic structure or what have you, even keeping it very simple, they totally get it. And more than that, they feel it. So it's really, really amazing that they are getting an understanding of energy, an understanding of what source is in terms of a physical location from where everything is created and everything is an aspect of that source, including themselves, and that they carry the fabric of that source within them right now and what they can do with it to focus on it and to create this alignment. They do it so easily. It's amazing. And they totally get it. So there's one class on that. Another class is also very, very important. It's called Understanding Your Emotions. And, you know, I have to a little bit because sometimes some parents or some adults have taken this course by accident thinking it was an adult class.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, afterwards they emailed me. This was one of the most amazing and important class I've taken because such basic understanding is so important. We are never taught these simple things. Such as paying attention to our emotions, understanding, interpreting our emotions, and knowing what to do with our emotions instead of just feeling angry, feeling frustrated, feeling stuck, not knowing what to do with this, and, of course, just kind of staying in that vibration that doesn't get you anywhere. So this class is very, very important.
And is that directed mostly to teenagers or to young children as well?
It's actually all ages because it's almost like I've intended it for a child of any age to kind of get it at their own level. I just keep it quite basic and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And children from all level, I want to say, you know, from 6-7 years old all the way to, you know, teenagers, even 17-18 year old, I mean, they understand it and get it at their own speed and at their own level. So
a lot of high-end corporate men could probably use that, hey?
Exactly, and that's what I was saying. Some of the parents and adults were having a great fun with this and loving it and really found it very, very useful.
Mm.
And another very important class that I've already done is about intending, asking and intending to, after we have interpreted and understood what our emotions mean and what to do with them, and not allowing ourselves to remain stuck in them, then we need to, the way to do things, the way to create what we want is through intention. So to introduce that idea, that basic idea that you get to intend, you get to create, it's things don't just happen to you. At a young age like that, to introduce such topics at a young age, I think is huge. And so,
I think that's very exciting. Mm.
Yeah, and
well, you know, I was just listening. I told you that I just listened in preparation for this. One of the things I did was to listen to an old reading or session you had done for me. And what was intriguing and relevant to this conversation is that you moved or you helped move energy that came from the lineage or from, for example, my grandmother and my brother, for example. And I just am fascinated by children wondering if they can extricate themselves so young that they don't have to be 100 years old like I am and pulling out other people's stuff that you're actually living out, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, because we take on the frequency of the parents and the grandparents and we hold on to them and we live with them and work with them and create with them and it becomes a disaster.
Yeah, and we don't know, we don't even know we're doing that. We think it's ourselves, right?
Exactly. And so this very basic training for these children, these three courses that I've talked about, prepares them to start to take a full responsibility and start to focus on their own energy, their thoughts, their emotions, and what they want, rather than just taking on the parents' frequency and just moving through life without, you know, having this awareness. And so, yes, absolutely, it's saving them a lot of work down the road, and it's really helping expand their consciousness at a young age, which is really, really important.
Do you think that could stem that urge toward being violent and being sort of like media-induced? You know what I mean, that some of the kids are getting into big trouble these days?
Yeah, I think they are getting into trouble because they are not being supported spiritually and energetically, because they're not being given these tools, because they don't understand what is really, really going on.
And they don't know where their power is, do they?
Exactly. It's just they try to figure it out on their own, and it's such a mess out there. And, you know, and the parents are doing the best they can, but there's such simple, important information that is not being given to them. And so that's why there's so much chaos out there with children. So I'm hoping that these basic classes, as I mentioned, will begin to have some impact until we can create the more sophisticated programs, like I mentioned, online that are interactive, and also the live classes. But it's a beginning. They are available. You know, people can go to the library of my website.
And you better give your website, because I don't think we've done that yet.
Yeah, no. Okay, so the website is www.omniumfoundation.com. It's omniumfoundation.com. And
so these classes are basically downloadable, that people can take them and work on them?
Yeah, exactly. So people can go to the library and go to the Awakening the Children link, and they can just click on there and see the list of classes that are available for now. There will be more, of course. And, you know, and also they can see the other links under, for example, physical imbalances, mental imbalances for all sorts of different things, such as autism or depression, and there's a lot of that going on. You know, these sorts of things. And we also have links in different categories, such as the guidance series kind of teaches how to master your own guidance system, to receive proper guidance, clear guidance, so understand how the guidance even works. And so there is that series, which is very, very important. You know, people can explore that that series as well. And, you know, there's another learning series that is more about self-realization and more understanding how to manifest your divine blueprint and understand who you are, what type of being you are, you know, and it gets into this whole thing. So there's so much.
You have a whole categorization of beings and who we all are and where we fit, don't you?
Yes, but you know why? Because I can see them. So it's not that we are here and there's a bunch of UFOs and aliens and that's that. I mean, it's, you know, can you imagine creation would be so boring, so limited?
So I was going to ask you that, like, who are we? What are we?
Yeah, exactly. So when I was expanding my awareness, I mean, this is the work of many years, but I got to a point of being able to perceive subtle energy with a very precisely that I could basically see different types of beings. And you know, there are types of beings that are called evolutionary, meaning they are material beings that are human or non-human, meaning some beings that are from another planetary system. They are here, they appear human, but they are not really human, but they are still material nonetheless. And this is the type of being that kind of is closest to the human, so to speak, and or what we call aliens. This is what some people kind of come in contact with.
And you call them evolutionary.
Yes, because they have to incarnate in material form in order to expand, to evolve their consciousness, whereas other types of being don't have to incarnate in human form. So that's why it's the evolutionary, meaning they evolve their consciousness through material life, human or otherwise.
Oh, I see.
So these are, and there's a bunch of different types of physical beings who are present in human form. They appear human and they're not, or they are within the earth plane, meaning they are in spirit form, but they are material nonetheless. And the reason why we don't see them, it's because they are in a different frequency range. So
is that a different dimension? Is that what you would say?
Yeah, dimension is another very complicated thing to explain, but we can call it this way for now for the sake of, you know, simplicity. But, yeah, a different frequency range. And so sometimes we think we are talking to an angel or some type of spirit like that, when in fact we're talking to a physical being, but from another planet, or another human being that's passed on, for example. So this being, even though we don't see them, you know, we think they're in spirit form, but they're actually a physical type being. So their consciousness may not be much more evolved than we think, you know. So this is the misperception that anybody we don't see has a, you know, higher consciousness. Absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the physical evolutionary type beings. But then, of course, there are the angelic type beings that many people know about. But there are also other types of beings, celestial beings. There are also the types of beings that we call power controllers, gravity controllers. There are the elemental type, but much, much more complex. There are types of beings that we call universal messengers, universal teachers, and the Melchizedeks. I mean, there's many, many different types. And also there are types of being that we call the divine sons. It's a type of divine lineage that does things in a particular way. So there's.
Do they sometimes come in the material evolutionary track?
Of course. And what's exciting right now, Veronica, is that, you know, usually there is one type of, you know, universal type being, for example, a Melchizedek or universal teacher or a divine son that appears in human form every, you know, 500 years or so, and to teach humanity or to evolve humanity to the next level of consciousness or awareness, you know.
Like Buddha and Christ.
Yeah,
and so on.
Exactly. Usually, you know, a planet like the Earth would require one every 500 years or so, you know. But what's happening right now, and that's what's making this time very, very exciting, is that there are many of those universal beings, not evolutionary, not angelic, not just Melchizedek, it's universal type beings, meaning they have the consciousness, the size of the universe, meaning it's, well, again, without getting too much into the technical aspect, meaning they have a very, very massive energy field, if you wanted it this way. And they are all appearing on the Earth plane at the same time, plus or minus a few years, of course.
Do we know any of them? Do we know any of their names at all?
Yes, of course. I think this is something that you kind of tap into and discover yourself because it's part of your own awakening and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different types of beings of different, how should I say, like I just describe different categories, so to speak, and they're all kind of here at the same time. And so what happens is that as each one of them awakens to who they are, they bring their particular and unique frequency to the Earth. And so what happens, it's almost like the Earth is being recharged with all of these different types of energies.
And why right now? Is it because of 2012, or is 2012 just like a niche in the timeline?
Yeah, I mean, this is 2012. First of all, they have been here since the year 2000, well, actually 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have been here, and they kind of have been on and off, so to speak. And from the year 2000, these individuals are now awakening to what's going on. They are remembering that they are more than an evolutionary type being, and they are remembering that of what type of being they are and what they're supposed to be doing. And it's really extraordinary. So this is the 2012 event. Of course, it's one aspect of it. It's much more, the 2012 event is multidimensional. I mean, it's on many different layers. In terms of consciousness, we're talking about the awakening of humanity's consciousness. And so the appearance of these universal beings over this period of time is what is enhancing and expanding humanity's consciousness. And so it's very, very exciting time, and that's it.
and expanding our consciousness, because we're actually moving as a species, we are evolving so fast right now. What are we becoming? What is...
You have
many futurizing outcomes here, and they're very universal and beautiful, so I thought maybe you'd talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. And so all of these types of beings, as I mentioned, as they are awakening, they are shifting the entire frequency of humanity, and they are implanting more and more of that frequency so that the new, you know, children, the new generation, is now awakening with this new vibration, with this new consciousness. And
Which means we can hold a higher frequency, can't we?
Of course. Well, the human, what's going to happen is that this is actually happening right now, and it's happening very, very quickly. And by the year 2020, you know, from 2020 on, this species is very, very much present. I mean, present, functioning, pretty much all over on the Earth plane. And this species is characterized by, of course, a much, much, much higher vibration. And if you want to put it in more different terms, in terms of mind, you know, it's almost like you can imagine that this new species will have a new brain, mm-hmm. and without a subconscious mind. Do you realize the importance of it?
Wow, isn't that exciting?
The subconscious mind is what gets us in trouble. It's because my conscious mind says I want something, and my subconscious mind says, no, I can't do it. I'm not good enough, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine what type of mind and creative abilities you're going to have if you don't have a subconscious mind that's pulling you in the wrong direction, you see.
Well, some of us that are already living here and working away on ourselves, are we able to release our subconscious mind fully and participate in this new species, or is it...
Of course, you are. You see, what's happening is you are birthing that new species yourself. And as you birth it yourself within you, you are participating in the larger picture of an overall consciousness that will be characterized as I've just described, you see. So that's why the work always goes back to your inner, you see, because you are constantly, you are always energetically interconnected with the entire humanity. Whether you live in California and you know somebody else is in Afghanistan, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all interconnected energetically, regardless of where we are.
And it doesn't always have to be with the past lineage. It can be a new form, right?
Absolutely, it's absolutely a new form. And so, for example, I am doing my work here in France, and you're doing it there in California, for example. And as I am letting go of my subconscious stuff, and I'm moving into the higher frequency and connecting to source or what have you, and awakening to who I am and the type of being that I am and the blueprint that I am, and you are doing the same and somebody else is doing the same. So you see, I'm not just awakening myself and birthing that new species within me. Because of my energetic interconnectivity with the entire Earth plane, that I am affecting, it's like I'm birthing something new that didn't exist before, and it affects the overall consciousness, you see. So that's
mm-hmm.
how eventually, by all of us awakening ourselves to who we really are, we are shifting the entire consciousness, and this new species will be birthed. And sometimes we think, oh, it's new babies coming in. No. It's you transmuting into that species,
mm-hmm.
and it is also the new babies coming in, you see. So it continues on. And so that way it's a revolving door, so to speak.
And so this is why there are so many really conscious universal beings coming in simultaneously or coming in at this time. Is it so that that shift can be ignited more thoroughly, or is that...
Exactly. Exactly. And also there's other energetic work that's being done by these beings. And so it's not just the species, but it's among other things, a very, very important thing that they're doing is the birthing of this species. And so they're not coming all at the same time, like on the same day or anything. It's more staggered over a period of time. Since the year 2000, like I mentioned, they're mostly awakening, remembering what's going on. And by the year 2012, most of the those individual universal beings will be fully awakened, meaning they would have remembered, not fully, because it's very hard to, you know, to be fully remembered, but enough, remembered enough of their lineage, how they would have birthed enough of their DNA, so to speak, the divine DNA, the new species DNA, would have awakened enough so that, you know, beyond 2012 and especially after 2020, the presence of this new DNA will be very, very strong. And, of course, it will continue to expand.
Can we intend our shifting DNA?
Of course. I mean, you already are. It's almost like you've, by you intending to continue expanding on your spiritual path or awakening, you are already intending that because that's how you awaken. You awaken by remembering, awakening your divine DNA within you. And as soon as you do that, you know, you start to heal the old stuff because the divine DNA cannot coexist with the fear-based system, you see. And that's right. Where, you know, that awakening process starts to happen. And there's a little bit of confusion and struggle sometimes. But the more, again, you focus on this intent and the more you do your connection and the more you align with Source, the more you just awaken, awaken, awaken. Before you know it, you're just there.
And in the confusion of the big shifting that's going on, we have sometimes some physical, emotional, and sort of limiting expressions, like people get sick. And I was just wondering, you know, well, I'm jumping through this one pretty fast, but sometimes people can feel physically terrible as they go through these changes, right?
Absolutely. You know, because every cell in our physical body and also every cell in our physical brain is being shifted. So because the earth grid is being shifted, reality is made by the earth grid. It's the configuration of the earth grid is what creates reality. And again, people can, if they want to understand more of those concepts, they can read the books or, you know, take some classes.
These books are wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, it really explains the mechanics of all of that. But without getting into too many details and to stay on track, just to say that the earth grid creates reality on the way we see reality, you know, 3D reality, the primary colors or what have you. And so the earth grid is currently shifting into a new configuration.
So we have a different reality coming up.
Exactly. And that new configuration is a totally different geometric formula, so to speak, that is in alignment with Source frequency. And because the earth grid is a match to our physical brain, in other words, our physical brain has the same type of pathways and grid system as the earth grid. So as the earth grid starts to shift, then your brain starts to shift, you see. So if there's stuff moving around inside your brain and your nervous system, how can you not feel, you know, weird stuff happening in, you know, in your emotions and then feeling sick and moving things and you know, through your lymphatic system and your, you see what I mean? It is,
yeah.
It makes perfect sense that people have weird emotions coming up and getting sick, and because there's so much stuff moving inside their brains and their body as the earth shifts are beginning to happen.
Is that on a mass level, could that cause, for example, autism in such a great number?
No, that's a separate thing. The autism is a totally separate thing, is because autistic individuals are tuned into another frequency that's beyond the earth plane. That's a separate topic. But I want to continue a little bit further with this, especially with what's happening right now, because chunks, not just small pieces, but chunks of the earth grid, the old earth grid, are collapsing. It's almost like it's almost like suddenly in your brain there's like a big piece, you know, a big chunk that's that's taken off or something. And
like
so
the polar ice things, yeah.
Exactly. There you go. That's it. And so it's almost like your brain, your physical body kind of reacts to that by you know, what's going on. Like so you may get sick or sometimes you may fall. There are a lot of accidents. Have you noticed the plane crashes lately?
Yes.
I mean,
and people falling. I keep meeting people who have just fallen down, and they were surprised. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Breaking things and falling, and the plane crashes one after the other over the last 2 months. It's been, you know, kind of orchestrated almost. That is the reason why, because like you said, it's chunks of the earth grid are collapsing. Same with the banking system, same with the, and this automatically, these collapses will affect the human body in one strange way or another. So when we are going through these changes, it's very hard because, you know, it just doesn't feel good. And then you wonder, oh, how come I just fell, and what's wrong with my balance, or why am I getting sick, why did I create this, and so on and so forth. And all you have to do is just remember that part of it is the collective consciousness, mm-hmm. and that you simply kind of just try to do the best you can, and to focus back on this connection to source so you can remain aligned, and you will feel a lot more supported, mm-hmm. rather than try to fight it or try to kind of say what's wrong with me and this and that. Now, this is not to say that sometimes it's not created by you. I'm not mm-hmm. saying that it's always collective, but a lot of it has been collective lately.
Well, that reminds me of one other question, and then we'll have to say goodbye, which I don't want to even let you go. But when we talk about aliens or ETs and so on, and I'm seeing, as you're talking, I'm so aware of how consciousness is moving through species and dimensions and so on, and they're all going through that as well, aren't they?
Yes, of course, because it's the whole Earth plane. Now, any being, as I mentioned earlier, whether it be a physical being or a celestial being or a star being or a galactic being, it doesn't matter. But as soon as they are within the Earth plane, meaning either on the Earth, at the surface of the Earth in human form, or between the Earth and the Earth grid, that is what we call the Earth plane, as long as they're within this space, then they will be affected, and they are being affected. And so regardless of who they are, what type of being they are, they will be and they are being affected, absolutely, yes. And some of them are choosing to be in the earth plane and be affected that way.
Because they want the evolutionary track?
Yes, or they don't want to manifest as humans. They just want to remain in that earth plane and still experience that change that way, that shift that way. So there's so much going on that, you know, people categorize all the UFOs as in one thing and all the ETs as one. But there's so much going on. It's being orchestrated perfectly, and that's why I talk about all of this in the book, The Divine Plan, because it's just so multidimensional. It's complex. It's not just one thing happening in this one, you know, in one area. It's very, very complex.
How did you get all that information, Caroline?
Well, again, it's just like with everything, Veronica. It started for me at a very young age, and it kind of continued as I grew up. For me, it was eventually when I strengthened my connection to Source to the point of fully, fully, fully realizing my true essence, who I really am, as I was created as a being, not as a past life or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I basically could really, really remember who I am and what I'm doing here. And so when I got to that sort of clarity, I started to retrieve information as to, okay, what else is going on here? And so because it's, you know, it's a huge responsibility to start talking about these things and throwing things out there. So I wanted to awaken to my own self-realization, get to a place of clarity before I write these things down. And I did. I totally know who I am.
Oh, it's wonderful.
As I mentioned, yes, so I could, whatever people call it, awakening, then I would say I'm fully awakened in this human form at this time. And it's from this place of clarity that I have been able to bring forth this information.
Wonderful. I want everybody to check the 3 W's and omniumfoundation.com, right? It's not .net, it's .com.
.com, that's it.
Yeah. And they can be in touch with you by email that way, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. There's under the contacts they can find my information as well. Yes.
Well, I find your books. There's a never-ending beginning. Every time I open one and start to read, it's like it's all new because there's so much information in there. And sometimes, I guess that to be receptive to that information is an expanding process. And I'm doing that. So thank you for your books.
Oh, you're welcome. And this is not the type of casual reading, as you know. it's very, again, just like the information itself, it's multidimensional. So every time you read it, it's almost like you get a piece of it.
Yeah, you get a piece of yourself.
Again. Yes, yes. And then you read it again, and you go to a deeper level, and you think, wait a minute, I don't remember reading this. And people read the book over and over, and it keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And the energy... And the book, too, is very, very powerful. So,
I find that,
it's
yes.
not just the information, it's also the vibration. So,
and once again, we're moving our vibration to evolve, so it all goes around, doesn't it?
Exactly. Sometimes people just hold the book and just allow the vibration to do whatever it needs to do. Some people just do the connection. Whatever is will get you through the day, in this alignment, whether you read a chapter or you read a few or just hold the book or do the connection, anything just so that you remain in that alignment in the higher frequency, that is really what's going to get us through these times of change and a lot of ups and downs and strange things happening in the 3D. So we really have to hang on. We really, really have to hang on.
We hang on to our attention and intention and connection to Source. Thank you so much, Caroline. I have so much enjoyed this and feel greatly expanded, and I'm so grateful for your work in the world.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it as well.
All right. We'll talk again.
Okay, sweetie. Take care.
Bye.
While the economy might be scary,